Happy New Year from your friends at Our Daily Bread. Our devotional reading today is titled The Word and a New Year, and it was written by Amy Boucher Pye. Michelin faced challenges while growing up in the Philippines, but she always loved words and found comfort in them. Then one day, while attending university, she read the first chapter of the Gospel of John, and her stone heart stirred. She felt like someone was saying, "Yes, you love words, and guess what? There is an eternal word, one who can cut through the darkness now and always, a word who took on flesh, a word who can love you back." She was reading the gospel that begins with words that would have reminded John's readers of the opening of Genesis. In the beginning, John sought to show that Jesus was not only with God at the beginning of time, but was God. And this living word became a man and made his dwelling among us. Further, those who receive him, believing in his name, become his children. Michelin embraced God's love that day and was born of God. She credits God for saving her from her family's pattern of addiction and now writes about the good news of Jesus, delighting in sharing her words about the living word. If we're believers in Christ, we too can share God's message and his love. As we begin 2022, what grace-filled words can we speak this year? Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from John chapter 1, verses 1 through 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him, all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Let's pray. Jesus, thank you for revealing yourself, the divine Word of God in the flesh, and for teaching us how to live at peace with one another. Give us the words to speak that we might bless someone with your grace and love today and throughout this new year. We love you. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. I'm Alicia Reisinger, and this encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.